ALIF News Time 7:51. Good morning. I'm Dave Williams with Amy Shadroff. So over the weekend, I ran across this column by a columnist that make more sense than anything I've read in memory. And then I saw that she lives in Aspen, Colorado, and I'm going, wow, she must have an interesting life.
So you reached out to her.
Yes. She wrote this column about a phenomenon that's, that she quoted somebody else calling it kindergarchy. And this is exactly what you and I have talked about a lot in recent months, about how college students are cocooned and afraid, and they've got safe spaces. And the safe
space, helicopter parents.
The safe space is supposed to allow you to speak your mind unless you are talking about, you know, the other side of somebody's opinion, in which
right.
case you're thrown out of the safe space and all that stuff. And then this astonishing statistic from this Pew Research thing that found that 40% of millennials are in favor of government control over offensive speech, whatever that is. Melanie Sturm joins us right now. Hi, Melanie.
Hello. Delighted to be with you guys.
I don't thank you very much.
Thank you.
I went and read several of your past articles, and one of the things that stuns me is that you even have to say this stuff these days.
Well, it's interesting you put it that way, because I'm trying to say it in a way that makes sense to people wherever they are on the political spectrum.
And it won't hurt their feelings, right?
Exactly. So the one thing I've learned about writing for an audience in Aspen, Colorado, people who normally wouldn't read conservative commentary, is you have to approach them in a different way. And what started out as an effort to not be the scourge of Aspen has helped me develop a way to reach people who actually are persuadable, believe it or not. And even hostiles can be powered down.
So what exactly is kindergarchy?
Well, kindergarchy was a term that I had read about several years back in an essay by Joseph Epstein about this phenomenon really of helicopter parenting, but I wanted to apply it to really this phenomenon happening today where children are overriding society, you know, especially on college campuses, this phenomenon of the adults who are charged with helping create environments that help children become critical thinkers and educated, they're ceding control to the children and creating a kindergarchy.
Young people, college-age people, have always challenged the beliefs of their elders and of political policies and social statements and so forth. But this has gotten to the point where it seems like they're just afraid to join life.
Well, it's interesting if you think, I wasn't, you know, present in the 60s when there was this phenomenon on campus. But at that point, it was about diversifying what people were learning. They wanted to bring in more than the Western
right.
canon. You know, they wanted to read about the Eastern philosophers or African, et cetera. Today, it's a narrowing. And it really is the PC agenda. I try not to use words that mean different things to different people, so I didn't use the word political correctness in my column. But essentially, PC is really about creating this fear of social rejection, and isn't that the main fear that kids on campuses or kids coming out of high schools really have? And so they don't speak out. And when they don't speak out, if you don't use speech, you lose it. It's a use it or lose it proposition. And it really feeds the totalitarian, the tyrannical PC left impulse and objectives. And that's what's scary about this statistic you cited, that 40% actually are okay with government-coerced restrictions on speech.
Is there a solution out there for this?
Absolutely. More speech, not less. And what I like to encourage is each one of us has the capacity to influence people in our networks. We can reclaim our political culture one impressionable person at a time by putting a human face on our ideas with people who trust us, and to talk more, not less, and say, you know, I worry about whatever it is, the issue that's being PC'd. I worry that when we have less speech on campus than more, that we're going to create an environment that won't, as the authors of the column that I mentioned, The Coddling of the American Mind, they talk about how teaching students to think this way, a sort of vindictive protectiveness, actually teaches people to think pathologically. It hurts them. So we worry about students are coming out of this environment who are not learning to think critically or not learning enough about the world around them. And then on top of it, they're thinking pathologically.
Yeah. Melanie, we got to go, but I want to get your website out there so people can take a look at your work. And I want us to get back with you in the future. What the website is called?
ThinkAgainUSA.com, and it's all my columns that I write. Wherever I write, I upload them to my website, ThinkAgainUSA.com.
And we have posted this most recent one to our Dave and Amy Facebook page. Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
And thank you for finding me.
All right. There's
Take care.
Melanie Sturm. She writes a column for the Aspen Times, also appearing in papers throughout Colorado, including the Denver Post and Washington Examiner. KLIF News Time, 7:57. We're behind schedule. Let's check your traffic right now. Here's Bill Jackson.